This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Attorneys for former President Donald Trump have begun laying out their defense today as they fight a Colorado lawsuit seeking to bar him from next year's primary ballot. During a hearing yesterday, an expert in right-wing extremism detailed how Trump's language on January 6th encouraged violence. However, the judge questioned whether that view was shaped retroactively by the storming of the Capitol. Trump's attorneys will start calling witnesses today. That list includes a Republican congressman from Texas who helped bar the House doors when rioters tried to break in. President Biden is investing $5 billion in rural America. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports Colorado will get some of that funding.
More than $2 million from the Rural Energy for America program will help Colorado farmers and rural small business owners make improvements to lower energy costs and increase energy efficiency. Another $13 million from the Regional Conservation Partnership program will go to the Northern Front Range to improve natural habitats, protect drinking water, and reduce wildfire risks. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Most single people have a dating app horror story, but one Colorado lawmaker is pushing a new bill to make online dating a little safer. Democratic Congresswoman Brittany Pedersen has introduced a bipartisan bill that would require dating apps to inform you if someone you've matched with has previously been removed by the dating service for fraudulent activity. Fraud ban notifications are already used in several states. Pedersen says it's a basic security feature every online dating service should provide. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Coming up next, it's Here and Now.